Gunnar, it's kind of my go-to when either first game of the season or first couple games of the year you talk to a captain, or when you need a stop of a kind of a little bit of a skid. And so here we are with one of the captains, and Jacket's on a bit of a skid right now. It's been a tough stretch for you guys, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's definitely been frustrating. I mean, we've kind of been shooting ourselves in the foot here. We need to get back to our game and get back to what made us successful in the first half. And I think that's just what tonight's about. It's focus on us, focus on what we do well, and get back to that Jacket hockey that we all know so well.
Getting away from it, what's caused you guys? Is it one thing? Is it a few different things? What's caused you guys to get away from the Jacket hockey that you just talked about?
Just some timely mistakes. If you look at the little skid we've been on here, we've done a lot of good things throughout that skid. Just like I said, timely mistakes, some unfortunate penalties, a little bit of discipline problems we've had, and a lot of mistakes that add up, and unfortunately that's where we find ourselves now. But just eliminate some of those mistakes and I think we'll be fine.
It's tough too, because you're coming up on the losing end, but you look at the four straight losses this team has gone through. You've been the better team in three of those games and probably could be on a three-game winning streak just as easily as you're on a four-game skid.
Yeah, exactly, and I think that's what we have to try and pull out of those games, is we did a lot of things well. Like you said, we carried a lot of the play for a lot of those games, and some timely mistakes, and unfortunately we're on the wrong side of things here, and we just got to focus on those positives and eliminate those negatives and hopefully be on the right side of things here tonight.
Is the pressure building for guys? Are they starting to feel a little bit and squeeze the sticks a little bit, or have they been able to kind of get past and go, you know what, we know how to fix this, we just have to go out and do it?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that's happening a little bit. That's natural to squeeze a stick a little bit, and some frustration sets in for sure, but I think as a group we've tried to keep it positive, and as a leadership group we've tried to be vocal and try to bring the energy every day, whether it's practice, games, and try and help eliminate some of that. So it's natural to have a little bit of it, but we just have to try and minimize it as much as we can.
River Falls tonight, now they're coming in, they're playing some good hockey, they're tied with you in the standings. You've got the tiebreaker by way of the win back in December, but this team lives and dies with special teams, particularly that power play, and with the recent penalties your team has been taking, it's not a good recipe for success for you guys. How do you stay out of it?
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously a big key for tonight. Like you said, their power play is very successful, and obviously we've been on the wrong side of that lately, and I think it's an awesome opportunity for us and a really good test to get back on the right track here. And like you said, some penalties have hurt us here, and no better time than right now to turn that around, stay out of the box, and get our special teams going again.
You personally, you've been playing, one night you'll be on the right side, one night you'll be on the left side. I know for some defensemen, they have a really hard time making that transition. Does it bother you when you have to go to your offside like that?
No, I've played enough of it throughout the year and throughout past years that there's not really a huge transition anymore. And like you said, I'm flip-flop back and forth so much that it's not really a big deal anymore. And the guys are pretty good. You know, we try and talk a lot and communicate to make it as easy of a transition as possible.
Coach got himself a misconduct last week, and on Monday I hear that he skated himself like he would have skated you guys. Did the guys enjoy that a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, it was nice to see, you know, like we talked about already, we've had some discipline issues, and that no different for the coach and Rich. I mean, we had a good laugh when he was skating with us, and he tried to keep up, and it was a good time, a little lighthearted fun during a bag skate there.